BizTalk News wants to feature your business as part of our Discovery feature, which highlights businesses that are not yet known nationally, but offer products or services that benefit BizTV viewers. Available in over 40 markets on broadcast TV and online via BizTVClub.com. BizTV wants to help get the word out about your business. If you're interested in having your business featured on a future episode of BizTalk Discovery, email us at discovery@BizTV.com.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit. Again, call 800-557-6095.
Get into a real estate of mind right here with Think Realty Radio, hosted by Abhi Golhar. Breaking down the latest market news, tips, and strategies, Abhi Golhar is nationally recognized for his real estate expertise. It's only on Think Realty Radio, and it starts right now.
Think Realty Nation, it's your host, Abhi Golhar. Welcome to the show. We have an awesome show for you today. We're talking about lending. We're talking about money. We're talking about what you need to succeed as a real estate investor. Many of you are business owners, you're entrepreneurs, you're startup geeks, nerds, whatever you want to call yourselves. And, you know, you're thinking about jumping into real estate. It's been a really hot topic over the last year, year and a half. There's been a lot of money made in the real estate market, and there's still a lot of money to be made in the real estate market. Now, as a real estate investor, you need different types of relationships. For example, you need a relationship with a contractor. You need a relationship with a home inspector. You need a relationship with the city official, expediter, and most importantly, you need a relationship with a lender, somebody that understands lending in the real estate space and somebody that understands how construction draws work, how renovation draws work. And we have one such lender that, you know, is Smart Capital, right? There's a very big difference between Smart Capital and Dumb Capital. Angel Oak Prime Bridge puts themselves in the Smart Capital category. And you know my guest from Angel Oak. He's been on the air with me here on Think Realty Radio now a couple of times. His name is Robert Mulcahy. Robert, welcome to the show.
Afternoon, Abhi. How are you?
I'm doing great. Give us a little bit of a background on who you are, what you do, and a little background on Angel Oak.
Sure. So as you said, my name's Robert Mulcahy. I've been with Angel Oak Prime Bridge about 8 years now. That's actually when the company was founded. We're part of the larger company called Angel Oak Capital, which is an asset management firm that has about $10 billion under management. We're all focused on fixed income credit and mortgages. So we have a couple different mortgage companies. You know, my group, we focus strictly on the investment arena. So we believe in being experts in the area, not mixing over into other areas. And I've been doing this type of lending myself personally for about 20 years in the Atlanta market.
Awesome. 20 years in Atlanta. How do you feel about that? Like, how do you feel about where Atlanta has been, where it is now, and where it's going?
Well, I feel older.
I was trying not to get there, Robert. Like, I was really...
I know.
And then I had to backpedal the question a little bit. I'm like, oh, geez.
I appreciate it. You know, it's really been exciting to watch the Atlanta market. I think it's grown so much from an economic standpoint, from the film industry. How that's impacted real estate to large corporations moving in from Mercedes-Benz and others, you know, really kind of making that impact. And I've also lived through the housing crisis the first time. Mm-hmm. I was in this lending space and watched the kind of the large growth and what we learned from that, you know, that there was just kind of an overabundance and everybody became a contractor at once. And now to kind of see that revitalization again, you know, certain parts of the towns, you know, that didn't really exist before from the restaurant industry. Just the kind of culture itself, I think, has been exciting, and we're excited to have been part of it.
Gotcha. Where do you think the mindset of investors that are outside of Atlanta, they're looking at the Southeast, they're thinking, Atlanta, kind of an interesting market, because we have listeners from all over the country, from everywhere from the East Coast all the way through the Midwest to the West Coast. do you think that there's still opportunity in Atlanta, considering now it's like the Southeast, everybody's looking at the Southeast, and then, of course, the Rust Belt for opportunities?
Sure. It's definitely, you know, the markets have continued to move. It's become challenging. You know, we hear from our clients, you know, that we consult with quite a bit and go to events. You know, inventory, it's shortage, right? So now, you know, you're just moving over neighborhood to neighborhood to neighborhood. Obviously, the Beltline here has been very attractive and have been a motivation kind of in driving the real estate growth in that area. Interestingly enough, you know, we're in 16 states, and about a third of our clients invest in states they don't live in. So we see that as a kind of an interesting dynamics of everyone in every market is really just trying to see what's that sensible opportunity, you know, where is a good underbelly of the market that's driving good employment, good economic growth. So we see that from every area, and it's definitely, as you noted, I mean, it's getting harder, but we're seeing every day we see new areas kind of being revitalized and expanding.
I'm with you. I feel that any submarket within a major market, for example, Atlanta, if you're listening from Chicago or any other major market, you're going to have submarkets within your city. You'll have neighborhoods within these submarkets that you need to pay attention to. You know, here in Atlanta, we have a neighborhood called Old Fourth Ward, where 3 years ago, Robert, you know this, it wasn't really hot. Now it is, it's blazing hot. If you find a deal in Old Fourth Ward for less than $200,000, consider yourself very, very lucky.
Yeah, very true.
It doesn't happen anymore. What are some mistakes that you're finding real estate investors make, new investors are making, when it comes to lending specifically?
I think you know, a couple of the areas that we see is in regards to the renovation budget itself. Mm-hmm. And that's a big part for us when we're looking at the lending aspect, right? We're evaluating the property. We're evaluating what the property is going to be worth in the future. And I think because of this significant growth across the country, contractors and qualified contractors and subs, you know, are harder and harder to find, just like the inventory. So getting a getting a bad quote, right? Say something is actually going to cost $70,000 and they get a quote for $50,000. You know, we can't always flush that out up front. We try to do the best we can, but so I think that's probably one of the key factors, I think, for seasoned or new investors is just getting that good contracting partner. And that's advice that we try to give out all the time.
Should the expectation be in any market, kind of anywhere USA, that it's just going to cost more and it's going to take longer to get projects done? Is that a fair assumption to make, or am I off base?
I think you're spot on. We are definitely seeing that. We're seeing projects going out a little bit longer. And that goes from a local level of the permitting office, right? I mean, they have more tickets coming in, right? So the cost of lumber material is going up as well, right? And then obviously contractors can charge more now because there's a greater abundance of opportunity and work, so therefore they're going to pass that expense along.
So what does that mean then for the new real estate investor? Should I shy away from doing a renovation because, you know, hey, it's intimidating. Now I have to work with a contractor. I don't know this person. I'm new. I'm at risk of being taken advantage of depending on the contractor. I don't know any better. I don't know any different, for example. And then instead of something taking 3 months, it's going to take 6 months. If something's supposed to take 6 months, it could take 8, 9, 10 months sometimes. Should I just not do a deal?
Oh, I absolutely think real estate investing is a great opportunity. And I think just as with anything, you know, due diligence and educating yourself are key factors, you know, and those are all kind of points that we try to give guidance to new investors. Mm-hmm. But I don't see any reason for that to be a concern. That's just a reality. I mean, it's no different than if you're doing work on your own home, you want to treat it the same way. But, you know, you want to learn the market, right? It's different when you're doing your own home. You kind of know what colors you want, you know what things you want. But you know, once you kind of do enough research and there's good cost estimate software out there, mm-hmm. or networking with other investors, you know, go through and look at other projects that are under renovation and talk to the contractor there, find out what that budget was. So you can get an idea how much a bathroom costs, how much plumbing costs, how much HVAC costs. You know, once you kind of get a good understanding, then it's just a matter of labor and getting a good inspection on assessing the house. So I think first-time investors, you know, be realistic and take a you know, projects that don't have so much scope of work that's going to be expanding footprint or increasing square footage too much. I mean, I think kind of staying with your wheelhouse so you can reduce the margin of errors that you may have.
I love that. Definitely stay within your wheelhouse. Definitely get comfortable. Think Realty Nation, we got to go to break. My guest today is Robert Mulcahy from Angel Oak Prime Bridge. They are a lender. He understands the game. And when we come back, we'll talk about how Angel Oak qualifies borrowers, how they know a good deal from a bad one, and a couple of case studies to help you get a little perspective. Have questions? Text the word ASK to 96270. Also, go to Barnes & Noble. You'll find that we've written an awesome lot in Think Realty magazine. So make sure you pick up a copy, and we'll see you right after the break.
We'll be right back with more Think Realty Radio with Avi Golhar after these messages.
Real estate investors, first-timers, or savvy buyers, Auction.com has what you need to meet your real estate goals. They're the nation's largest online auction marketplace with more than 30,000 foreclosures and bank-owned properties, offering fixer-uppers and million-dollar properties both online and at live auctions. They go beyond the bid to offer a superior technology platform for convenient access and supportive services. Start searching, saving, and bidding on properties and get a free account at auction.com/thinkrealty. Real estate investors get a free 30-day trial of the number one lead generation software from rfleads.com/think. Instantly download buyer, seller, and private lender leads. RealFlow has streamlined the buying, selling, rehab, and repair process with an all-in-one real estate investing software. Go now to rfleads.com/think for your free 30-day trial. Get the tools you need to build and manage your business. More leads, more time, more money. rfleads.com/think. Your all-in-one real estate investing software.
Success in real estate is all about your network. So get connected to the right network with ConnectedInvestors.com. Need help finding deals or getting those deals funded? Connected Investors is where deals get done. Find partners, off-market properties, and funding for your deals. Get serious about being a real estate investor. Go to ConnectedInvestors.com/think. Download the app and get the tools you need to get started today. ConnectedInvestors.com/think. Get connected today. Need funding for your real estate investments? Welcome to Easy Street with Recovco Mortgage Management. There's no income testing. You qualify based on the equity in your property. No W-2s, pay stubs, or tax returns needed. Recovco can offer interest-only loans as well as 80% financing on properties up to 4 units. Make funding easier. Go to RecovcoDirect.com. That's RecovcoDirect.com/radio. The easy choice for real estate investors.
It may have been a messy divorce that suddenly cut your income in half, but not your bills. It might have been an injury or illness or your boss just cutting back your hours. It doesn't really matter how you got in over your head. It only matters that you are and that we're here to help. If you've got over $10,000 in credit card debt and you can't ever see breaking free, then call Action Debt and do it now. Being in over your head is a vicious cycle. One day late, they charge you a late fee. Miss a payment, they double your rate. You just don't think it's fair and neither do we. This is not bankruptcy or just a simple rate reduction plan. We fight for you using our proven experience in the insider programs that credit card companies try to hide. If you owe at least $10,000 to the credit card companies, you owe it to yourself to call Action Debt at 800-384-7099. Just because you got in over your head doesn't mean you have to stay there forever. Call 800-384-7099 today and we can be on your side tomorrow. 800-384-7099. 800-384-7099.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents.
patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
We're back with Think Realty Radio and your host and realty dealmaker, Avi Golhar.
Think Realty Nation, it's your host, Avi Golhar. We're back. You're listening to Think Realty Radio. My guest today, Robert Mulcahy from Angel Oak PrimeBridge, having an awesome conversation so far about some of the trends he's seeing in the lending space, and if you're a new real estate investor, what you kind of need to be paying attention to win the renovation game. And I also want to start talking a little bit about the long-term single-family game in a little bit as well. Robert, let's jump right into that case study that you have. I'm excited because this is a time when we can take all this theoretical information and put it into practice. Tell me a little bit about the case study. How did the borrower approach you? How did you know this was a deal? Where is it located? Give us some background.
Sure. This is from a customer that we've worked with for several years now. We have a very good relationship. And they really kind of made this shift to start actually doing buy and hold as compared to the fix and flip from the earlier years.
Mm-hmm.
And what they kind of looked at was, well, you know, how can we use the financing to help expand what their ownership of property was? And he was looking at the fact that, well, prices are going up. You know, he kind of saw where developing markets was. Mm-hmm. He's been in real estate for 30 plus years and just has a great eye. It's amazing what he picks out and what he finds. So what he kind of looked at was from the money that he made, the proceeds from flipping properties, well, what was the best way? So we kind of helped work with him on looking what a fixed-to-rent model would be.
Mm-hmm.
So by borrowing the funds on the front side, what was the down payment? And we kind of worked with, you know, some different types of ARVs. So he looked at if he kept his price point where the ARV was under $200,000 originally. So this way, and the ARV being obviously what that after repaired value, so what the assumed value is going to be when the property is completed, and then looking at what his maximum offer should be and what his maximum budget. So he wanted to keep where he was about 70% or less of that ARV, so he had good equity in the property in case that the markets did turn again, and that he kept a good cash flow. So we worked through it. He bought most of these over, he's got them kind of several areas, but some over in Summerhill. Converted those into converted one. It was a gas station into a loft and does that as a kind of student housing rental. He's then shifted some to some Airbnb, kind of, again, focusing on that film industry. Those are over in East Atlanta and then West End markets as well. So and he basically over the period of a couple of years, he's acquired more than that now. But we just did the base study on about 10 properties. And he was able to, now he's, you know, positive cash flowing on these 10 properties, about $71,000. He's got about $375,000 in equity. And he started with about $100,000 in cash, and he still has some of that cash left. So it was quite an amazing story, and really it was pretty neat. So we use it quite often now.
So help me walk through the numbers. So if I have $100,000 to invest, walk me through the steps that this gentleman took to grow his portfolio.
Okay. So he identified a property that he looked at. He did not want to have a loan amount that was greater than 70% of the value.
Mm-hmm.
So he really looked at some properties that were in that $150,000 to $200,000 ARV range. And he figured from there, if he got the offer in low enough, he tried to make his offer, you know, that kept him with the rehab in about 65 to 70% of that ARV.
Mm-hmm.
So he basically borrowed the rehab loan, typically about 70% of the ARV from us. He usually had about a three-month carry, so he was paying about $3,900 in payments over that 3 months. He typically, the financing he was really getting with less than usually about 5% down because he was finding deals that good. Then he followed up with the ability to kind of keep the rehab costs typically under about $30,000. And so that way, that gave him the ability to get in and out quick. So his objective was to get this place bought and rented within 5 months. So he started doing, he did one, and that's kind of how it worked out. So each one of those, by keeping that ARV low enough, he kept a good amount of equity. This way, he had the option where he could sell it at a future point if he wanted to, or he could just hold on to the property as a good rental property. And that's really been his model, is to try to get to that goal where now he's flipping some properties and paying some of the principal down on these other properties. So he hopefully can get to where he has 25 properties, 35 properties owned free and clear within a 7 to 10 year period.
So is he refinancing and going more long-term conventional lending? Is he using Angel Oaks Capital as more of a bridge between the time that he renovates and the time that he refinances? What's the overall strategy there?
He's doing the renovation loan with Angel Oak, okay. And then he's also using our permanent financing.
Awesome.
So we put him into a 30-year fixed interest rate, 30-year fixed rate mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
We did some loans conventional via Fannie Mae.
Yeah.
And then after a while, those loans get a little bit harder, a little bit more challenging for investors. He's full self-employed. So we then started going to our investor cash flow loan, which is a no-income documentation loan. So it's a 30-year fixed. The interest rates go anywhere from 6.5 to 8.5, depending on some variables. So he now goes into those. So we do both the front and back end. And the value there is that we're kind of looking at making sure that we know what the rent roll needs to be, that he'll qualify on a permanent loan. So we kind of flush that out up front. So to kind of help him with his strategy on executing that, that he comes out of it, he's got positive cash flow. He knows what the terms of the permanent loans are going to be. We're familiar with his credit and qualifications. And like I said, it's a pretty streamlined because there's no income documentation on the back end. So we don't look at tax returns, W-2s, or pay stubs. We just simply look at what the value of the property is,
mm-hmm.
and what the rent on the property will be. That's how we qualify it.
Gotcha. Where do you feel the borrower market is going? Are you finding that there are more qualified borrowers out there, or are you finding that also kind of like this, the inventory is there's a little bit of a shortage?
It's continuing to grow. I mean, we're growing every day. I think more and more people are getting comfortable. More and more people are getting into it. So I think I always use the rental statistics because it's a little bit easier to find.
Yeah.
But I think they say, there's, call it somewhere near 15 million rental properties, but less than 7% are owned by institutions, meaning hedge funds, et cetera. So that market's just continuing to grow. And then the fix and flip, again, economies change, markets are changing. We're seeing people go, in Tennessee, Nashville, we see people go outside of the markets.
Yeah.
Philadelphia, we continue to see growth in economic conditions. That's driving the need for housing. And new construction is coming back,
yeah.
but it still isn't at the same pace. So even with the shortage of inventory, we're seeing more and more. And a lot of the events we go to, a lot of the seminars, a lot of the ones that Think Realty does, we participate in.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think we see that attendance continues to grow. And I think that's a good thing for the economy, and it's a good thing for investors.
What do you think about we have another minute left before we have to go to break, maybe now 45 seconds. What do you think about build-to-rent communities? Do you think that's a product that makes sense right now or not?
I think it does seem to make a significant sense. I mean, I think they started doing the first one in Arizona for that aging population.
Yeah.
They really want that low stress, but they want that kind of community as compared to an apartment. So it seems to make tremendous sense.
Got it. Yeah, build-to-rent for me has always been an interesting one. I think why buy something to fix it up when you can just build-to-rent? I think that can be good, but I think at the end of the day, it's always going to come down to a couple of things. One, acquisition. Two, location. Three, the cost of business. please make sure that you're hitting that 70% of ARV mark. And when we come back, we'll start talking a little bit about why some of these numbers are important. My guest, Robert Mulcahy from Angel Oak Prime Bridge. Don't go anywhere.
Real estate investors, find all the resources you need to succeed at thinkrealty.com. Sign up for your free intro level membership today. Think time. Think wealth. Think purpose. ThinkRealty.com. It's a real estate of mine.
Don't touch that dial. Real estate investing made easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Think Realty Radio is back with host and real estate investment pro, Avi Goldhar.
Think Realty Nation. It's Avi Golhar, your host of Think Realty Radio. My guest, Robert Mulcahy from Angel Oak Prime Bridge. And we're talking about lending, exactly what you need to win the game of real estate flipping or real estate rentals, whatever you're looking at, whatever fits your fancy. And everybody has their own investment strategy. Every investor has their own investment personality. Part of being a good investor is understanding what yours is. Right? When you wake up in the morning, you know exactly what your mission is for the day. Just very similar to that, you need to know where you're headed, right? If you don't know what you're doing throughout the day, then you lose track of where you need to be. The same thing in the real estate world. If you don't know what type of real estate investor you are, I guarantee you, you will not have a good time. For example, if you love the flipping game, if you like buying, fixing, and then selling real estate, and you don't necessarily like the single-family rental game, collecting rent and working with property management to ensure that your properties are well taken care of and then, of course, occupied, then you're not going to have a fun time. So understanding the personality is really important. Once you understand your investing personality and what you want to eventually kind of have with your real estate investing world, you know what? Let's actually have Robert weigh in on this. Robert, what do you think? Investment personality, does this make sense? Does it not make sense? How many of your borrowers come to you and say, hey, Robert, I need a loan, but I don't really know what I like doing?
I do think it makes sense to understand that. We always look at it. I like the idea of having two exits. You know, so when, if you're looking at a deal and saying, okay, well, I want to fix and flip, but if it doesn't work out, then I can go ahead and rent it.
Yes.
So, you know, it seems to be and a lot of everyone always wants to start getting into doing wholesaling. I think that's harder than it sounds. Yeah,
I agree.
You know, people figure that's a good way to get some cash, right?
I agree. I mean, wholesaling essentially, for our listeners that don't understand what wholesaling is, you're putting a property under contract as if you're going to buy it, and you assign your interest in that property, or essentially you assign your contract to another buyer for a fee. And that fee can range between $3,000, $5,000, $2,500, $10,000, depending on what the free market has to say about the property. So that can be really difficult in today's market. Essentially, what Robert is saying is you can market to find absentee owners, homeowners, and investment property owners that don't live in your state. But you know what? Everybody's marketing to that. And the wholesaling world is definitely more difficult than it was or has been very recently. And that's why actually doing a deal makes sense. Robert, what are your thoughts on maybe having a percentage of your deals be flip opportunities and flip deals and a percentage of your deals be your long-term rentals? Do you think that's a valid strategy versus flipping only or rentals only? Which one do you prefer?
Yeah, I think if you have the bandwidth and experience, then that's definitely a good way to start. You know, like we talked about before, you do a couple of smaller flips, and then you'd start identifying, as you noted, you know, to where the market is and where you want to be. So I think it's a good way that helps build up your team. Also, if you want to keep your contractors busy, so you do the fix the flip and the fix the rent. If you look at it, if you try to kind of see what a 3 to 5 year trend is, you know, selling that property in 3 to 5 years. Can be more profitable. I mean, I look at some properties I've sold in the past 5 years, and I wish I could get them back. So,
right.
You know, I mean, the property values, obviously nobody has the crystal ball, and that's why I think even if you look at that rental, I mean, I think the average market rent in the U.S. right now is $1,561. In Georgia, it's $1,300. So, again, if you kind of run the numbers and see what your permanent financing can be, you have a good option there, and I like that model.
Where do you think the market's headed in terms of home ownership versus, say, your investor activity? Do you feel like there are more homeowners that will be sticking around? Do you think that the investor space is going to be heating up because of what's happening with the interest rates? Overall thoughts?
I mean, it seems to be, you know, the trend for millennials is still, you know, hesitant on home ownership right now. So that first-time home buyer market, I don't see has really grown as significant as everyone's expected. But obviously, you know, in your major metropolitan areas, you know, flipping is becoming more of a challenge. So some of these secondary markets is going to keep driving it. And again, as you mentioned, I think the build-to-rent market, that rental kind of population, I do see is just as a good opportunity. And that also kind of helps you understand the market a little bit better. Mm-hmm. So if you can hold that rental and then see the market trend and then see, okay, well, now I can go ahead and flip that house in a year or 2 years. I mean, it doesn't even necessarily mean you're going to hold it for 30 years, but holding it for a short duration, be it less than 2 years, could have some benefits to you as well.
Now, you have a new program that's out for new construction. And new construction is a very interesting animal because what you're looking at doing is buying a home, tearing it down, developing the land if it needs to be developed, or if you have raw land, you're going to develop the land, do the horizontal, put in your water lines, your sewer lines, all these things, electricity, and then build a new house. Help me understand, Robert, why that can be a good opportunity for investors, and then the loan programs that you have to back these opportunities.
Yeah. Well, some of it's being driven by that lack of inventory. So, I mean, there certainly are kind of a lot of vacant lots or even small subdivisions that weren't completed that maybe had 20 lots and they only built 15 from the mortgage crisis. So that's kind of a driving opportunity there and it's a little bit more predictable new construction cost because you're going to have less errors, right? You know what your square footage per cost to build is. So really, and kind of to help accommodate that, some of what we've done is we've looked at, how the margins and the ROI is lower. So that's kind of really what drove us in developing a new loan program to help our customer base.
Got it. Tell me a little bit more about that loan program, because I was reading about it a little bit and I found it super, super interesting.
Yes. Yeah, so what we looked at is, typically private lending and private lenders in our space usually will charge interest on the whole note amount. So you may have a $100,000 purchase and $100,000 of rehab with a $200,000 loan amount, hypothetically. And they charge the interest on the full note amount. Well, if you have a 7-month carry, as you noted earlier, projects are taking longer, that can really eat into your profit. So what we looked at is for a certain client base that we're only going to charge interest on what's drawn. So as you take draws from your construction account, we then will charge the interest on that draw account. So from day one, this kind of average can probably save anywhere from 6 to 8%. These interest rates start at 8%. So if we're adding back, 6 to 8% ROI into the market for customers, we think this really will help kind of drive the continued growth in the real estate fix and flip market.
Got it. So what I'm hearing is if there's a budget to renovate, build a house for $150,000, that I'm not going to be charged interest on the entire construction budget of $150,000, but that will happen more in stages. In fact, of the capital that I end up using, instead of paying interest on the capital that I'm not using, that's just sitting in escrow.
That's absolutely correct. Yes,
I think that's really awesome. Flexible financing, right? Like it helps me, the flipper, if I'm flipping real estate, or essentially in this case, I'm buying a new construction deal, an opportunity, and it makes sense, right? Especially in this market where you have a lot of renovation only deals. New construction will definitely put your home a cut above the rest, because who doesn't like brand new shiny things, right? It's so much easier to buy a new car than it is to shop around for a used one, unless the used one makes a whole lot of sense. In either case, Angel Oak has you covered with the different types of loans that they offer, so make sure that you check them out. Robert, what's the website?
AOPBconnect.com.
And what's the best way they can reach you?
You can reach me at 888-209-1333.
Hey, it's Avi Golhar letting you know that starting Tuesday, October 23rd, the Power Play with Greg Grant and myself is taking on a full hour every week. Fans and listeners everywhere have given such a great response, we decided 10 minutes a day just wasn't enough. So we're hosting an entire episode every week. Ladies and gentlemen, start your engines. It's time for the Power Play every Tuesday. See more at thinkrealtyradio.com.
Hi, Kevin Ortner here, CEO of Renters Warehouse. I'm guessing that many of you might be considering a move. Maybe you need to relocate, maybe you're combining households, or maybe you already own investment property. Whether you have one home or a whole portfolio, my expert team at Renters Warehouse can help you perfectly price your property and rent it out fast, easy, and worry-free in just 17 days on average. For one low flat monthly fee, our professional landlords will manage your property 24/7. We collect the rent, we handle maintenance requests, inspections, all that regulatory red tape. And we'll even warranty our tenants for up to 18 months. That means if your tenant doesn't stay for any reason, Renters Warehouse will replace them for free. There's no upfront fees, no binding contracts, and you can cancel at any time. Go to renterswarehouse.com right now to book a free home rental price analysis and see what your home will rent for today. A professional landlord will visit your property and show you personally how to rent your home fast and for top dollar.
Find out how much your home will rent for. Renters Warehouse. Renters Warehouse.
Have to play the percentages when you invest in real estate. Win the percentage game with Angel Oak Prime Bridge. Whether it's fix and flips as low as 8% or landlord financing starting at 5.5%, Angel Oak Prime Bridge wins with a customer-focused approach to your business. Go to aopbconnect.com to see how you can win at the percentage game with Angel Oak Prime Bridge. And introducing our new wholesale partner program available at aopbconnect.com. The secret to winning at the percentage game.
Success in real estate is all about your network, so get connected to the right network with ConnectedInvestors.com. Need help finding deals or getting those deals funded? Connected Investors is where deals get done. Find partners, off-market properties, and funding for your deals. Get serious about being a real estate investor. Go to ConnectedInvestors.com/think. Download the app and get the tools you need to get started today. ConnectedInvestors.com/think. Get connected today.
Attention investors, respected names in the financial services industry are not evaluating if there will be a significant market downturn, but when. Higher interest rates and prospects of a trade war suggest the stock market is headed into a perilous direction. Subprime mortgages, which are back, could potentially devastate the real estate market, as they did before. And with stocks simply overdue for a fall after this second longest bull run in history, even bullish analysts are recognizing these indicators that equities are in big trouble and have projected stock market losses up to 40%. You can protect your IRA or 401k for maximum safety and opportunity with physical gold and silver, as they are assets that remain genuine stores of value no matter what's happening in the marketplace. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806 to get your free guide to precious metals investing. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473, 800-245-0473, 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Think Realty Radio is back with host and real estate investment pro, Avi Golhar.
Think Realty Nation, we're back. It's your host, Avi Golhar, and you're listening to The Power Play with my good friend, Greg Rand from Own America. Greg, so we have a lot of interesting news articles and things like this that are always showing up in our email inbox. Most recently, there was one that was titled, the home flipping rates plunge during the second quarter of 2018. Quote, home flipping in the United States hit a four-year low during the second quarter of this year, 2018, according to Adam Data Solutions. About one in 20 home sales transacted from April to June of this year was a flip, down slightly from last year. Adam Data defines a flip as a property that has been sold more than once in a 12-month period, end quote. So you dig into that article a little bit, and then you realize that the plunge that they're really referring to is a plunge in what percent?
That would be 5%, which is not a plunge. So Adam Data didn't report a plunge. They reported the decline, and Realtor Magazine reported it as a plunge, and I can't for the life of me figure out why anybody, especially Realtor Magazine, would be trying to create a perception of distress where it doesn't exist, okay? So here's what the headline should be. Because the housing market is so healthy, there are less distressed properties out there to buy and flip. That's what this story says, okay? So 2018 is an excellent year in real estate, so is 17. Home flipping depends upon a situation where a house is in such bad condition and the owner does not have the money to fix it up themselves that they're willing to sell it at a deep discount just to get out. Right. And there's an opportunity for a flipper to come in, buy a house that needs $25,000. Like, here's the numbers. Okay. You buy a house for $100,000, you put in $25,000 to fix it up, and it's worth $140,000. So you make $15,000, or it's worth $160,000. Okay. That's what flipping's all about. You buy it at a discount, you renovate it efficiently, and then turn it over quickly and make a profit. But when you see home sales at a you see the rate of home flipping is at a four-year low. The reason why home flipping's at a four-year low is there's almost no distressed properties left out there. Investors have been all over this for 10 years. The housing crisis created a real dinner bell effect of a lot of people coming in to buy distressed properties that were either dilapidated, like I just described, or it's a seller who's in a distressed situation. They're underwater, they want to get out, or it's a bank that's got a gazillion foreclosures and they want to sell them as fast and as cheaply as fast as they can, which means they have to sell them cheaply. Big opportunity. That situation is now fully recovered. All right. And so when you have flipping is down, it's because the market is healthy. That makes sense?
That makes sense.
Home flipping means there is such a massive number of people that want to buy flips. They can't find them because the market's so darn healthy that there aren't that many distressed properties. There aren't that many distressed owners, and everything is actually pretty good. So you'll have to ask Realtor Magazine while they headline that story with home flips plunged. They said it as distressed inventory dries up, but still,
yeah,
the plunge means bad. Right? This is actually a good news story because there's not as much distress.
So why are they pushing this out to be a negative thing? Who is it impacting negatively?
Because they don't know anything about real estate investing, and plunging gets you picked up in Google search results.
Hey,
not that I'm cynical.
Yeah, I'm going to start using the word plunge more in my articles. How about that? I think that sounds like a great idea.
Hey, go do a Google search for good housing news, and you're going to see not a lot. You go do a search for housing recession 2020, you'll see 9,000 pages of results because they seize upon the negative. And you could speculate onto their motivations. If it leads, it bleeds, could be it, could be something else. But Realtor Magazine is allowing themselves to get pulled into that game right now. Here's the point. When something goes down 5%, it's not a plunge by anybody's definition.
That's right. That's right. A correction is defined as being at 20%. A plunge would be
more than 20%,
40,
then, right?
30, 35.
What's a collapse? If it was down 2.5%, it would be a collapse?
I mean, it could be trending in the collapsing direction. How about that? You know, like, I think we can spin it to be...
Like, I wonder what they do. Like, if they're driving their car and they realize that their car is getting low on gas, do they say that my gas tank is melting down? I'm having a meltdown. I'm having a collapse. It's like, no, your gas is not plunging. It's just down because... I don't know, man. It's not a great analogy, but I'm getting worn out a little bit on this. I have to defend positivity in this market. It's the wrong thing to be negative and fearful when times are good. It's the right thing to be confident. Right now, there is only reason to be confident. But yet I'm confronted with stories like this that use buzzwords like plunge incorrectly. Second paragraph, they explain it's only 5%. So how do they look themselves in the mirror? How do they expect to maintain credibility? And I'm not picking on Realtor Magazine. It's pervasive. How does anybody expect to maintain their credibility when they start using superlatives about minor world occurrences? You know, it's just not that big of a deal.
No, I'm with you. All right. Next article, which I thought was also kind of interesting, trending a little bit to the negative on this as well. But I think in this article, they're talking more about the retail home buyer. So obviously, California, and this can go for any expensive city across the United States. Of course, New York, Seattle, California is just one of them as well, and state as well. The rising home prices may be discouraging California buyers. Quote, rising home prices and higher interest rates may be discouraging housing activity in the California markets, although median home prices in Southern California still rose nearly 6% in July. And this was the weakest annual growth in 18 months. While prices are still much higher this year than last, there's an unusually smaller gap between them, end quote. What are your thoughts about the California markets? Generally, I look at California as kind of a leading indicator of what's going to happen in terms of activity in the United States on a macro level, and then I'll be able to dive down into the sub-markets and micro-markets and see what's really actually going on. But what are your thoughts on this? Are they referring more to the retail side? Are they referring more to the investor side? What's up?
Well, I think it's all the above. I think what's happening is basic supply and demand. Right. So home prices are going too high. That's discouraging home buyers because they don't want to pay those prices. And what happens next is either somebody does jump in and buy the house. I mean, it's always, I think, useful to take macro housing stats and actually picture it with one seller selling a house to one buyer. So if you use that micro example to illustrate the macro trend, what you've got is a guy who's got a price on his house that's too high. The one across the street sold for $500,000. He wants to sell his for $600,000. All right, because last year the other guy sold his for $400,000, that guy got $500,000, I'm going to get $600,000. But the buyer says, no way, I'm not going there. It's not worth $600,000. I'm too smart for this. I'm not going to buy. 6 months goes by. That guy has got $600,000 on his house. He decides to bring it down to $550,000. Maybe now it sells. If it doesn't sell, he sits around for six more months. Then he brings it down to $525,000 and it sells. That's a healthy interplay of supply and demand. If prices go too high, they need to level off and quiet down a little bit. And the reason why they do in a healthy market is the buyers and the sellers have a standoff and the sellers blink and they lower their prices to meet demand.
So in terms of investor activity, should this be a bad thing? Should I be worried about this?
No, I think California is off limits for investors to generate a yield right now anyway.
Yeah.
Meaning you can't rent the houses out enough to cover the prices. I think I look at it as whenever you see healthy market dynamics in the housing market, that means things are okay. All right. That means that, yes, if California's prices have been going up, they just said in the article, you just quoted it, they're up 6% year over year, which is the lowest rate in years, which means it's been 7% and 8% and 9%. That's too much. It's too much. So now it's quieting down. Any market around the country that has had too much appreciation, it's gotten too hot, that's got to quiet down and level off. Otherwise, it may go too far, and then it actually has to give some back, and that you don't want. So I view this as exactly what you want to see happen. If appreciation's been a little bit out of control, let it quiet down, let the world catch up to it, and I think you'll see it in other places that have gotten a little bit overheated.
And I think this is also an opportunity where investors should start looking at other markets. Like you said, it's not like California is primed up for the investor market anyway. It makes sense if you have a few million dollars to invest for 200 square feet of space. But if you want a little bit more yield, you know, come check out Alabama or Georgia or Chattanooga, Tennessee or somewhere in the Midwest. All right, we got to end the show. Thanks so much, Greg. Certainly appreciate your insight as always.
Thank you.
Think Realty Nation, head on over to thinkrealtyradio.com and get your resources there. Also, we have a magazine. It's called Think Realty Magazine. You can pick it up at Barnes & Noble and your 84 lumber stores. Keep yourself apprised of the right knowledge, the right investing information. Check us out online. I just gave you the link. And until next time, happy investing.
The show is over, but Avi's expertise is available for you 24/7 at thinkrealtyradio.com. Videos, articles, podcasts, insights, everything you need to create more for your future right at your fingertips. Think Realty Radio, a real estate of mind. Online at thinkrealtyradio.com.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Whether you travel for business, vacations, weekend breakaways, romantic interludes, or family adventures, you'll learn about unique destinations and tips to make your travel smooth, efficient, hassle-free, and inspirational when you listen to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Enjoy our fast-paced show, traveling from beaches to mountaintops, cities to fairy tale castles, whether you're traveling for business or adventure. So pack your bags and join us.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.